certainly the threat of Big Brother looking in on you, it can play mind tricks with you.
That's John Buck, who is involved in church planting in China. I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Okay, John, how careful does an underground or home church have to be in China?
In our particular context, this house church is actually meeting in a public property, a public facility, out in the open. There are no signs on the doors that says it's a church, no crosses above the building or anything like that. It's just a commercial high-rise, and they meet in this commercial high-rise about 120 people every week, and they sing louder than you can imagine because they say a city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden.
Wow. So do you ever experience fear?
I'd like to say there's never fear, but that just wouldn't be true. There is fear. Fear is a real temptation, I think, for any of us, especially in that situation. We've had security guards that have stumbled into a service and demanded that I give an ID. And for whatever reason, they did not push hard enough. The local believers stood up to defend us, and they went on their way, and we never had problems again out of that. We've seen police officers nearby, and I like to think that maybe God is blinding the eyes and closing their ears from what's going on. I'm not really sure what's at stake there, but certainly the threat of Big Brother looking in on you, it can play mind tricks with you. And the answer to this is reminding ourselves of the truth of God's word. God has not given us a spirit of fear. So many countless scriptures that say, do not be afraid, and we just take that to the Lord and have to trust Him.
Please pray for our fellow believers in China. To listen again or to share this program with others, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.